Chapter 9. Emergency Situations. What to check before driving. Brakes. Push the pedal down. It should not go more than halfway to the floor. The pedal should feel like it is hitting something hard. If it feels spongy, air bubbles may be in the brake line. Push down and count to 10. If the pedal keeps going down, you may have a leak in the braking system. Check the parking brake by setting it firmly. If the vehicle moves easily in drive or first gear, the parking brake needs adjustment. Leaks. Check under the vehicle frequently for signs of oil, coolant, brake fluid, or transmission leaks. Under the hood. Check the battery, engine oil, radiator, only when cool, power steering, brake master cylinder, belts, and hoses. When checking under the hood, do not smoke or use any flames. Tires. Crashes due to tire maintenance are preventable, and simple steps can save lives. Driving in underinflated or overinflated tires or tires with low tread can lead to safety issues on the road. Check tire pressure with a gauge monthly. Buy a tire pressure gauge if you don't already have one. Open your car door. On the inside jamb, you should see a sticker. Write down or take a picture of the number that says PSI, the measurement for tire pressure. Remove the cap from the valve stem and use the tire gauge to check the tire pressure. Make sure you check when they are cold. Compare the number on the gauge with the number you wrote down. If the number is too high, let some air out of your tires. If the number is too low, inflate your tires until the numbers match. Check tread depth with a penny. Hold a penny with Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Place Lincoln's head first into the deepest looking groove. Can you see all of his head? If yes, your tires are too worn, don't drive on them, and make sure to get them replaced. Lights. Check all exterior lights once a month. Windshield washers and wipers. Check wiper blades at least once a year and keep wiper fluid container full. Interior warning devices. Make sure all warning lights are working properly. Blowouts. A blowout is a sudden collapse of a tire that can throw the vehicle out of control. To regain control, hold tightly to the steering wheel, steer straight ahead, and ease up on the accelerator. Do not brake until the vehicle is under control. Then pull all the way off the road into a safe area. If it is impossible to get off the road immediately, you should continue driving slowly with your emergency flashers on. Underinflated tires are one of the most common causes of blowouts, so be sure to check your tires for air often. Brake failure. If your brakes fail, pump the brake pedal quickly. Shift to a lower gear and look for a place to slow down and stop off the roadway. Use your horn and lights to warn other drivers. Use the parking brake, but hold the brake release so you can ease up on the brake if the rear wheels lock and cause a skid. Overheating engine. You can prevent overheating in slow-moving traffic by shifting into neutral and racing your engine briefly during stops. This will speed up the fan and water pump. If the warning light or gauge shows the engine is overheating, pull off the road and turn the engine off. Do not remove the radiator cap until the engine has cooled off. Skids. If your vehicle begins to skid, stay calm. Do not use your brakes unless you are in danger of hitting something. Concentrate on steering out of trouble. To steer out of a skid, take your foot off the gas pedal. Turn your steering wheel in the direction of the skid. If the rear of your vehicle is skidding to the right, turn to the right. Turn left for a skid to the left. Your vehicle may now start to skid the other way. Again, turn your wheels in the direction you want to go. Straighten wheels to bring vehicle under control. Stuck gas pedal. If your gas pedal sticks, concentrate on steering and keep your eyes on the road. Try to free the pedal with your foot. If this does not work, push in the clutch or shift into neutral. Use your brakes. Stop at the nearest safe place, and turn off the ignition. Wheels off the road. If you run off the road, you should grip the steering wheel tightly. Stay on the shoulder and ease off the accelerator. Brake gently and slow gradually. After speed has been reduced, check behind you, as well as ahead for traffic. Turn your wheels sharply onto the pavement. As soon as your wheels hit the edge of the pavement, turn them the other way to keep your vehicle from heading across the highway. Steering fails. If you suddenly lose steering control, ease up on the accelerator. If your vehicle continues to stay in your lane on the roadway, wait until it slows down, and then gently apply brakes to avoid changing direction. If your vehicle starts off the road or toward a pedestrian or another vehicle, apply brakes quickly, using maximum pressure. Headlights fail. If the highway is lighted, get off the roadway onto the shoulder or other available space, as soon and safely as possible. If the highway is dark, try your parking lights, your direction signals, or your emergency flashers and get off the roadway. If all lights fail, stay on the roadway and slow down enough to pull off the roadway safely. Fire in vehicle. If smoke comes from under the hood, get off the roadway and turn off the ignition. If no chemical fire extinguisher is available, use dirt or sand to smother the fire. Do not use water because burning gasoline will float on water and spread the fire. If the fire gets out of control, move at least 100 feet away from the vehicle since the gas tank may explode. Vehicle approaching in your lane. If you see a vehicle coming toward you in your lane, move to the right, slow down, then sound your horn and flash your headlights. Do not turn into the lane the vehicle has left, since the driver may realize their mistake and turn back into the proper lane. Stalling on railroad tracks. Look both ways for trains. If a train is coming and your vehicle is stalled on the tracks, get out of the vehicle and proceed to a safe location. Oil pressure light comes on. Get the vehicle off the road and immediately turn off the engine. Check the engine oil level and add oil if needed. Dead battery. If your vehicle has a dead battery, be careful if jump-starting it from another vehicle's battery. Follow the rules listed below or consult your owner's manual. Take off the vent caps from both batteries and put a cloth over the open vent wells. Turn off lights, heater, air conditioner, and radio. Connect the positive post of the dead battery to the positive post of the live battery. Connect the negative post of the live battery to the engine block or frame of the vehicle with the dead battery. Make sure the two vehicles are not touching, then start the vehicle giving the jump. After letting it run for a few minutes, start the other vehicle. Take off the jumper cables in the opposite order and replace the vent caps. If battery acid should get on your skin, eyes, or vehicles, wash off immediately with water. Automobile emergency kit and first aid kit. It is always important to be prepared in case of an emergency. Weather, crashes, and breakdowns can all affect whether or not you can continue to drive your vehicle. In a case where you find yourself stranded, being prepared can make a world of difference. Below you will find some suggested items for your automobile emergency and first aid kits. Emergency preparedness. The basic emergency kit. Battery-powered radio with extra batteries. Flashlight with extra batteries. Cell phone charger. Jumper cables. Signal flares. Blanket. Critical prescription medications. Basic toolkit. Chemical grade fire extinguisher. Properly inflated spare tire and jack. Quick energy snacks. Maps of the area. Compass. Swiss Army knife, multi-tool. Bottled water. The basic first aid kit. Assorted safety pins. Triangular bandages. Sterile gauze pads. Self-adhesive bandages. Scissors. Tweezers. Hand sanitizer. Tylenol, aspirin, ibuprofen. Antacids. Latex gloves. Sunscreen. Petroleum jelly or lubricant. Mild soap. Peroxide. Moistened towelettes. First aid. About 2 million persons are injured in traffic crashes each year. Many of these injuries eventually result in death because proper first aid was not given. The following are general rules for giving first aid. Stay calm and do not move the victim unless there is danger of further injury. Try to determine how seriously the victim is injured. Give first aid in the following order. 1. Control bleeding. 2. Restore breathing. 3. Treat for shock. 4. Protect broken bones. Keep the victim lying down and comfortable. Administer first aid if you think a delay in emergency care could result in death or further injury. Good Samaritan law. No one, including those licensed to practice medicine or dentistry, who in good faith gives emergency care at the scene of a crash, without pay, is liable for any civil damages as the result of any act or omission in giving emergency care. If you are involved in a crash, 1. Stop immediately. Turn off the ignition to prevent the danger of fire. Protect the scene by using flares, flagmen, or other means to prevent further crashes. 2. Render aid to the injured. Do not move the injured unless absolutely necessary. Send for necessary aid, ambulance and/or law enforcement. Keep spectators away from the injured. 3. If you are involved in a crash resulting in injury or death of any person or property damage of $1,000 or more, you must notify the nearest law enforcement agency. 4. The following information should be exchanged by persons involved in traffic crashes. Name. Address. License plate number. Driver's license number. Motor vehicle insurance information. Important crash rule. Do not stop at a crash scene unless you are involved or can render assistance. Unnecessary stopping creates additional hazards at the scene. If you strike an unattended vehicle, try to locate the owner. If that is not possible, leave a written notice containing your name, address, license plate number, driver's license number, motor vehicle insurance information, and circumstances of the crash. West Virginia Courtesy Patrol. Project Overview. The West Virginia Courtesy Patrol, WVCP, operated by Incident Clear, LLC via the West Virginia Division of Highways, WVDOH, provides two equally important benefits to the state. First, it reduces the number of individuals on welfare in the state of West Virginia. This is done through the employment and continuing education of former welfare recipients as courtesy patrol operators and dispatchers. Second, this program benefits the traveling public, both using our interstate highways and corridors for tourism and local commerce. The WVCP assists stranded motorists, removes hazards from the roadway, thereby reducing the chance of secondary crashes, provides gas or directions, changes a flat tire, and in general, works to enhance the safety of our state's highways. The Courtesy Patrol works alongside the state police, 911 centers, and other emergency and highway personnel to ensure and enhance safety on West Virginia's highways. What should I do if I need assistance? Pull off of the highway as far as possible. Keep your doors locked and be aware of who pulls up behind you. The Courtesy Patrol can be reached by dialing 1-800-964-1449. Store this number on your cell phone in case of emergency. The Courtesy Patrol drivers are in white pickup trucks with easily identifiable blue and gold reflective Courtesy Patrol logos and a flashing orange bar light on top of the vehicle. The drivers have identification badges and wear a reflective orange or green vest with their blue and gold trimmed uniform. The driver will approach you on the passenger side of the vehicle if at all possible.